Yeah, look, it's been a pretty tough schedule with two games both weekends, and we probably failed the last 5 minutes of that doubleheader. So hopefully we start a little bit stronger. We certainly want to work on some counters to our defence, and we've done that this week.
Having a look at the stats, I think you had 80-odd shots compared to 60 for Melbourne. Usually you'd win a game of basketball with that. What was the reason for that, and what have you worked on?
Yeah, we went out of our structure and our system. We've proven that when we play our structure and our system, it gets great quality shots for us. And we kind of went too much off the dribble, and depending on the one-on-one, we got to get back to playing team basketball and getting the ball, the right people, the ball the right time.
They look like they targeted Dollar a bit with the trap, Trev. How do you guys sort of adjust to that if that's to come a bit more from opposition?
Yeah, we were a bit slow on the take-up of that. It was a good learning curve for us with Jermaine doing that. So we've worked on our counters this week, so hopefully when game times come, we'll be ready.
Dollar was here yesterday, I think, after training, getting shots up. How do you describe his move this week following his performance?
Oh, I think it was... in the 2 years, I don't think he's had a game like that before. So he's been in outstanding form. He's shooting the ball great and leading from the front. And, sometimes you get those games, and it's how you respond as a professional. Your next game is really shows, what you're made of.
What's his personality like, though? Has he been sort of stewing a bit this week, or does he just brush it off?
That's a bit Jermaine. He's a thinker. He'll analyse everything, probably get a little bit too negative for him. But, he's a quality player that does extra work every day, so I know he's going to have a great game this weekend.
It is, as you said, a bit of a learning curve with new players and that. Is there anyone that's standing out to you at this point, though?
I think probably Matty Knight's been really good the last 3 weeks. He's been really aggressive, and we did a mistake. He got, I think, 16 points in the first half against Melbourne, and he never touched the ball. We've still got to continue to give him the ball at the right spot, and he should be getting high 20 games, even cracking the 30 mark, but we certainly got to get the ball to him.
Cairns' record against Perth is pretty good. I think they've won the last two times, a couple in overtime as well here in Perth. But how dangerous are they after their start, and then they dipped a little bit for 3 games?
Yeah, look, they're very talented. Last year they had pretty much the same roster with the change of imports, but I thought they were, one of the top two teams in the competition with their personnel. So we know it's a finals atmosphere. It's we're battling. We're on the same win-loss record. We're certainly want to push ahead and try and get to the bonus for the playoffs. And this is a big game for us.
You've spoken, I think, Wilbekin, is that how you pronounce it? And Daniel's played in that final in college against each other. So you mentioned that at all? And
I just picked his brains about it now. So yeah, it was. He's a first-class player, very, very smart point guard. Damo is going to have a real good battle up there, and we've certainly got to get ready for his game.
Dennis Ross has lost about 10 kilos out here. Are you happy with the progress that he's made?
Yeah, and he's quicker, and he actually can jump and dunk the ball these days. So it's, Ernest has been good for us. So, he's playing that particular role, coming off the bench to be the facilitator out there and a great defender. So he's going to get some time this weekend against some good shooters.
A lot more work to do, though, with him? Or?
Yeah, look, we'd like to get another 3-4 kilos down just to make sure he's more agile and quicker off the mark. But, he's heading in the right direction.